If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Yeah, says who?
Wrong!
Oh, my God. Do we have that audio? So, wait. So, which Trump spokesperson is this? This guy?
Says who? It's his attorney, Mike Cohen.
Oh, my God. This is going to be fantastic now, I have to say. If you thought this was an entertaining reality show
now. This is the best, I must say.
This is the best
right.
talking head moment of the election.
Okay. So, the anchor was just saying, you know, obviously about the shakeup and you're losing the says who the polls, which ones? It's like all of them.
Yeah. The ones in Warsaw, or
well, you're behind in the polls, in some of the polls, like, or all of the polls. And then he's like, says who?
Okay, well,
the polls.
But just so belligerent. And okay, here it is, hang on, here we go.
Well, let me ask you about this. So you say it's not a shakeup, but you guys are down, and it makes
says
sense
who?
That there would
polls, says who?
Most of them. All of them?
Says who? Polls.
Polls.
The polls.
I just told you I answered your question.
Okay. Which polls?
All of them.
Okay.
That's what the rest of the campaign's going to be like. I don't know. All the national polls, every single battleground, all of them?
Says who?
Well, you know,
says who?
Media training 101. Don't ask questions that you don't know or
exactly.
don't want the answer to said out loud.
Wow.
And don't pause for 15 seconds before you give a non-answer.
It looks awkward on television. Yeah.
I mean, he should really sue himself
for malpractice. CNN's Brian Stelter reported that this move, the shakeup, signals that nothing is off limits now, and we're going to see the most fringy ideas, the most right-wing ideas bubble up to the surface. This is going to be fantastic. So Bannon's the one, right, that's been advising him.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be
more white nationalist.
Right, right. There's not enough K's.
Right. You know, he says, you know, with summer coming to an end, it's not going to be white out as late as it used to be, so we need to bring the full white nationalist to the front. And, you know, I can only imagine what this means for the rest of the campaign. Like, are they going to bring in, like, the editor of WorldNet Daily to advise him on foreign policy? You know?
Alex Jones will be in charge of something.
Well, and, you know, I wouldn't say that we're friendly or that she probably even remembers who I am, but I know Kellyanne Conway as Kellyanne Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah.
She was a pollster for the first campaign I ever worked on in the mid-90s. And let me just tell you that Donald Trump's campaign is more and more beginning to resemble Celebrity Apprentice.
Carl, I was just reading a piece about the infighting. And that he has all these groups fighting each other, which he encourages. I'm like, this is a reality show. This is not a campaign.
Precisely. And none of these people are A-list, B-list, or even C-list.
Yeah.
The reason that people are only now becoming familiar with Kellyanne Conway is because she hasn't been a big-deal pollster in 20 years. So this is her big break to be well-known again.
Wow.
She's not very good at what she does, and this is why, you know, his previous campaign manager, Manafort, was somebody who hadn't really been engaged in since the Dole campaign. I mean, the top
right.
shelf people you would want running or working on your campaign, if you are Donald Trump, will not work for him.
Right, right. I mean, this is, I'm looking at all the stuff of Breitbart under Bannon, engaging in anti-LGBT slurs. I'm like, wow. Just when you think, like, that's the one, there's one person going, you know, this campaign needs to be more bigoted. That's really what's been missing so far.
Right.
More racist, more homophobic, more sexist, right?
Well,
you can't write this, that Roger Ailes is doing debate prep for Donald Trump.
Right. The level, every week is something new. Bannon is just white nationalism with bangs.
right.
Next week we'll hear something else, and the notion that these people are uniquely talented to keep Donald Trump on script when they've been going, you know, full solo, scriptless their entire careers is just bonkers.
I don't even know where to start. You know what? There's a brand new conspiracy theory I heard today. Let's see, Washington Post Greg Sargent wrote, Trump is entirely delusional about why he's losing. His new campaign shakeup proves it. But
it's
the other
rigged.
Right, but the alternate thing is that, you know, because of the, what do you call it, the Breitbart connection and Roger Ailes, mm-hmm. that they're going to go, you know, full tilt crazy right, but it's about a new media enterprise after they lose the election. It's not about winning the election.
But, right, no. Yeah. It's what is he going to do afterwards? I mean, all of his mainstream brand cred is ruined. He won't be selling shirts at Macy's. He won't be selling ties at Macy's. He won't be selling Trump steaks from the back of a car in Atlantic City. You know, all of that stuff is gone for good. His kids will be lucky if they can resuscitate the brand for hotel purposes.
Yeah.
So what is he going to do after this?
I know, that's why Ivanka's like, ah, screw it. You know what, I'm going on vacation with Putin's girlfriend. I don't...
Right.
There goes my whole inheritance, you moron.
I mean, just to show it, who happens to be Murdoch's ex-wife, just another connection to Fox, very strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is he going to do after his long vacation, after he loses? You know, what can he do? He's going to take the Glenn Beck route and start his own media channel.
Well, that's what, you know, this is speculated in the Post this morning. He's saying Trump may be positioning himself to launch a new media enterprise after a November loss, Bannon and Roger Ailes. I'm just like, wow. I mean, you know, this may be just another business opportunity for him, I guess.
Oh, I hope he does, because... yeah. If conservative candidates for president in 2020 decide that they have to court his enterprise for their support to win the nomination,
right.
It's only going to make things easier for us.
By the way, in answer to your questions, says who and which polls, Washington Post today, Trump's incredible shrinking electoral map. The state polling paints a bleak picture for Trump. He currently trails in all 11 of the states identified by Politico as battleground states.
Wow.
You want to know what's even better is that she is closer to winning certain red states than she is to losing any of the swing states.
Right. Although he still says that he has secret states he's going to win that we don't know about.
The state of Last Stand of Bulldation and Anna.
The state of delusion.
Yeah. state of denial.
There's not a single swing state that Hillary is close to Donald Trump in. There are 3, 4, maybe 6 red states that Hillary is closer to Donald Trump in. So we'll see what happens. I don't think she's going to win all of those states. She might win Arizona.
In the Post this morning, and you know this because this, you know, you've been doing this forever, Carl, but it says one way to understand how unlikely, you know, his whatever new strategy is to succeed is looking at the poll of Virginia, which has her up by 14 points. She's up 52-38.
Right.
Virginia is a new South state that is slowly slipping into the Democratic column due to demographic shifts, yada, yada, yada. But I mean, you know,
you're in California. Look at what happened to the Republican Party in the Pete Wilson era, right? In the mid-90s, Pete Wilson pursued a horribly anti-immigrant agenda, which has led to only one Republican winning statewide office outside of Arnold Schwarzenegger since 1998.
Yeah.
And there are 12 statewide elected officials in California. So there have been 60 opportunities, and they've only won once.
Well, one of the secret states that Trump says he's going to win is New York, and Hillary's only up by 30 presently. In New York, so polling might be different.
Well, if they're doing internal polling, you can bet that Kellyanne Conway is doing it. So, you know, she sees the numbers. This is not about winning an election. This is about, you know, increasing her name cred and getting a contract with a media company after it's all over.
Carl, it is hard to believe this campaign could get uglier, but I mean, this is what they're saying with this new team, that it's going to be anything goes. It's going to be the Clinton sex stuff. It's going to be,
One of two things are going to happen. They're sitting on their money. They're not spending it. We know that they're not spending money on television. They've spent like $18 million on television to Hillary's $100 million. One of two things is going to happen. Either it's true that they believe they're going to win this by bringing new people out to the polls, which is far, far more expensive than bringing out people who are, you know, on your side.
Right.
And that, by the way, also a lot more difficult. They're not going to do it. They're not going to pull those people out no matter what they spend. Or they're going to use that money as like a sledgehammer and do the nastiest ads we've ever seen in modern American politics. And they'll just, you know, further hand Hillary the election on a silver platter.
Yeah, like maybe a mushroom cloud coming out of a Bill Clinton's zipper, something.
I mean, think of it this way. When Rick Lazio got in Hillary's space at the debate that she had in her first Senate race, people thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe anybody would do that, especially to a female candidate. You have to be careful about how you approach things. It could send the wrong message, blah, blah, blah. Just wait until we see what Trump does.
Yeah. I said this, it started as a joke here that he would call Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, and he did. And I'm going to have to say we're going C-word. We're going full metal.
He might. I mean, yeah. I don't think the C-word is Chachi either.
Conway?
Yes, he's going to call her a Conway. Oh, well.
Conway right. West?
I'll start making popcorn now. Carl, great stuff.
All righty. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.